Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 691. Visible translated text is as follows. Out to see her, he said Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell would be up there and they would let us know about it. And we went up there and Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell brought her in. They let us see her all right. I did not ask Campbell or Starnes to turn her out. I didn't ask anybody to turn her out. I never made any suggestion to anybody about turning her out. Nobody cursed, mistreated, or threatened this woman while I was there. I don't know what took place before I got there. E. H. Ch. Pickett, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I work at Black and Gregg HDW. Company, I was present when that paper was signed, State's Exhibit J, by Manola McKnight. Albert McKnight, Starnes, Campbell, Mr. Craven, Mr. Gordon was present when she made that statement. We questioned her about the statement Albert had made, and she denied it all at first. She said she had been cautioned not to talk about this affair by Mrs. Frank or Mrs. Selig. She stated that Albert had lied in what he had told us. She finally began to weaken on one or two points and admitted that she had been paid a little more money than was ordinarily due her. There was a good many things in that statement that she did not tell us of first. She didn't tell us all of that when she went at it. She seemed hysterical at the beginning. We told her that we weren't there to get her into trouble, but came there to get her out. And then she agreed to talk to us, but would not talk to the detectives. The detectives then retired from the room. Albert told her that she knew she told him those things. She denied it, but finally acknowledged that she said a few of those things. And among the things I remember is that she was cautioned not to repeat anything she heard. We asked her 1,000 questions, perhaps. I don't know how many. I called the detectives and 6 told them we had gotten all the admissions we could. We didn't have any stenographer, and Mr. Craven began writing it out. And Mr. Craven had written only a small portion when the stenographer came. She did not make all of that statement in the first talk she had with us. She didn't say anything with reference to Mrs. Frank.